Okay, onward. Let's get to it. Adam Tavin is our first guest. Adam Tavin is the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Engineer for Focus Product Design in Palo Alto, California. Mr. Tavin has over 15 years of experience developing products and bringing them to market. He has worked in just about every industry. He has played a key role in the design and management of over 100 products during his career, with many successful product introductions into the marketplace. Prior to founding Focus Product Design, he worked for some well-known companies such as Apple and Cisco Systems. You may have heard of them. Mr. Tavin has a Bachelor's of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Penn State University and an MBA from Pepperdine. That is Pepperdine here locally in Malibu, and he is a member of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. Thank you for joining us, Adam Tavin.
Hi, Brooke. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. So let's get to it. You have a degree in mechanical engineering. What is that?
What is that? Well, it was a four-year program, and going through all the coursework computer-aided design. Actually, when I went to school, we're still learning on the drafting boards. Things have changed a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And all the courses that are taken in an engineering program, from all the math classes, the physics, and all the different types of engineering coursework.
So math, physics, art, drafting, I am imagining, they must have some sort of drawing ability. Is that right?
Not really. When it was on the drafting table, using a lot of tools, such as triangles and protractors and parallel edges and things like that. Now that the everything is done on the computer, all the geometry is all done with predefined tools that make it very easy for anybody to be able to create the shapes of any product.
Oh, that must be nice for the people who were not artistically inclined. Now, you took your mechanical engineering and you focused it on product design. What other ways could a person use a mechanical engineering degree?
Well, a lot of times people will graduate from school and had a specific interest. For example, automotive design, or interested in piping or something else. So there's lots of different career paths to go with a mechanical engineering degree. Or you can go into, product design, which is a very varied opportunity.
Okay. Now, I've been watching this show on history. I mentioned it last week, too. I'm kind of obsessed right now. And it's called The Men Who Built America. And last night, it was all about J.P. Morgan working with Thomas Edison. And obviously, we all know who Thomas Edison is. And I was thinking, watching this, getting ready for this interview, that product designers, engineers, are they, future Thomas Edisons? Is that along the right lines? Inventors?
Yes, it definitely could be. A lot of times, for example, at our company, a customer comes to us with an idea, and we have to do all the tinkering around and figure out how we're going to solve it. Is it being solved with known physics as today, or we have to go and reinvent the wheel, do something a little bit different to innovate and come up with a solution that will work?
And how often do these inventions sort of create a breakthrough of some sort of innovation?
Well, very often, you'd be surprised. I mean, almost anybody out there, everybody out there has an idea, and it's just the question, is they going to take it to the next step and do something with it? And then the question is those inventions using current technology, or do we have to create a new technology? And there's new technologies being created every day.
That sounds pretty massive. That sounds like a really, a large undertaking to create new technology for something.
Yes, it is.
Now, okay, so the product engineer is part of the product development process. First, just briefly, to give everybody an idea where the product engineer fits in, could you just give us a brief description of the process?
Sure. There's actually probably two different terms. One is a product designer and one's a product engineer. Product designer can be thought of more an industrial designer. They're more the artistic type. They're the ones with the good sketching skills, usually very creative. They will often build hand models out of clay or foam if it's a form that we need to study.
Sculpting, yeah.
Focusing on ergonomics and aesthetics of a product. and in addition doing all the 3D CAD when developing a product. That's more the designer. Again, they're more the creative types. The other is the product engineer, which is a little more engineering-based. This may be someone that may have gone to school for a program in maybe mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, or even a combination with some software, and they're doing a lot more engineering calculations, whether it being done by hand or using software, doing a lot of 3D computer-aided design, creating 2D drawings, picking out materials and finishes and proper dimensioning, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens once they have this 3D, or would this then be considered a prototype at this point?
Yeah, so basically all the design is done in 3D CAD, and then a two-dimensional detail drawing is created from those 3D files. At that point, you have a couple options. If it's a physical object, you can make a 3D printed part, and there's many types of 3D printers out there that will give different types of results. Or you can send the same files out to, say, for example, a machine shop, unless you have one in-house, and you can actually machine parts from a block of plastic or metal, example. And there's different reasons why you would select a different prototyping process to get different results. Some will be more expensive than others. Some will be more accurate. And then some allow different finishing options.
Okay. And so once you have this prototype and you've chosen your options, whatever, I guess at that point it goes back to the inventor, or I would imagine the corporation, to take it and really put it out on the marketplace, or is that also you guys?
We actually take everything all the way through. So usually someone will come to us and we'll do all the design work. We'll build them a working prototype. And then the next step is manufacturing. If it's something made out of plastic, for example, you'll need to make production tools. And we have a bunch of factories that we work with. And we will handle all the logistics and the manufacturing for our customers and deliver them the finished product.
Okay.
And our customer pretty much taking over the marketing and the sales from that point.
Okay. So you get the fun part.
Yeah, we get the fun part, exactly.
So you said there is the product designer and the product engineer. Now, going back to Thomas Edison, I would argue that he was a bit of both, if not both. And how often do you see that these days, that one person is creative enough for the designer and then technically smart enough for the engineer?
It depends on how complicated or technical the problem is. We have some very great talent here at Focus, and some of our industrial designers will take something all the way through in design, but again, they're not mechanical engineers, so if there's calculations that are required, that's at that point a mechanical engineer would get involved, for example, or if there's electronics involved, an electronics engineer would get involved to do their part of the project, because that's their area of expertise.
So it seems like these days, at least, maybe not so much back in Edison's day, it seems like there's just so much going on and so many different ways of accomplishing something. It's probably unlikely that one person could do anything and everything, right?
On a complicated project, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, there's no way everyone can learn everything on the mechanical engineering side, the electronics design, the auto-write software. Some people can do a lot of those things, but it's very difficult to do everything very well.
Yeah. Now, talking about the type of person, it sounds like, you need to be a people person if you're going to be collaborative, and it sounds like this is incredibly collaborative. What other traits for an engineer, the engineering side, what other three traits might a person need to be successful?
I think creativity is important in either or, mm-hmm. either product designer or a product engineer. An energetic personality, sometimes someone's a little bit competitive, someone really wants to strive to develop a very great, useful product. Often, a lot of times, perfectionists do very well also.
Perfectionists, competitive, and you said energetic?
Yeah, I think so. Someone that's really going to push the envelope and go the extra mile.
Interesting, that's great. Now, okay, so obviously you have created your own company, therefore your own job, your own world, your own sustainability. Where do other product engineers work?
Well, there's, again, two options. One's finishing up your school, if you were to go out in the real world. One is to go find a corporation, again, in an area that interests you and work in that field. The other option is to work in a design firm, such as what I have here, And the main difference is we do almost anything. So no matter what comes in the door, it may be a child's product, an exercise product, a computer, a watch, it could be anything. Our engineers here get to work on a very wide variety of products, getting a lot of different experiences in many different industries, making them more marketable, you know, when they decide to go on to their next opportunity. When graduating and going into, you know, a specific field, for example, going in and working for a company designing routers and doing that for 10 years, and then if you were to get laid off, if the economy would go, you know, have a downturn, or that technology or product is no longer being sold, then you kind of pigeonhole yourself and have to kind of relearn the skills and kind of start over in a different industry. So that's kind of probably the biggest, you know, differences about going to work for a design firm versus going to work for a specific company in an industry and not jumping around very much. I've had a lot of friends that have taken the other career path and worked in one industry for over 10 years, and then when the economy had turned, only thing they had experience was in that industry, and they were basically looking at other companies and industries as the only options, which is a very small subset of jobs versus anything out there.
That's interesting. You know, so it sounds like being versatile and like you said, staying, I guess, mobile in the world is very important. And I also heard something like that recently as well with jobs in general, that people are looking at or employers are looking at people who've been in jobs for, you know, 15, 20 years as almost a bad thing anymore. And it sounds like it might be the same with product engineers.
Yeah, actually, out here in the Silicon Valley, they say the average time someone stays at a job is about 2 years, which is surprisingly low for some people to even think about.
Yeah, that is not much time at all. It seems like you're just sort of starting to get in a groove or something after 2 years, maybe. So what do you have an industry that your company or that you yourself focuses on or prefers?
Not necessarily the industry. We have, you know, we have two customer types. We have the corporations that come to us, and then we have the inventors.
I love that. I love the inventor idea. How many inventors come to you?
A lot. We probably get about four or five a day.
Really?
Ideas, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Are you interested in the industry pros and cons?
I'm sorry?
Are you interested in the industry pros and cons?
Absolutely. Sorry, we had a little musical glitch there. But so you had four or five inventors coming every day. And do any of these people come in to visit? And are you ever just like super blown away or thrilled by what their idea might be?
Yes, most of our customers are actually outside the area. I'd say maybe 5 or 10% actually come into the office that are local,
mm-hmm.
and the rest are kind of sprinkled throughout the rest of the country. Occasionally somebody will fly in from outside the area, but with technology today, jumping on Skype or email or phone, usually most projects can get done. And yes, we actually have some really interesting projects that come in, things that I'd never even thought about before. And it's very interesting how, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, that everybody has an idea. It just depends, you know, it takes somebody that's really going to drive it through and make it happen.
Great. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a really short little break, and we'll be right back with Adam Tavin, CEO and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Engineer of Focus Product Design. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us. This is Sweet Life. I am Brooke Peterson. We are talking to Adam Tavin today. He is the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Engineer for Focus Product Design in Palo Alto, California. Thank you for being with us today.
Sure.
Okay, just to continue, we have about 10 more minutes. I saw on your website one of your products is in your website for anybody who would like to check it out is focuspdm.com. One of your products is a gas can, which I thought was really interesting. What did Focus do to make this gas can different?
Sure. This is an inventor project, and the inventor had, the need for a gas can that wasn't going to leak when he poured it. And basically recycled the gas back in the can itself. So he couldn't find anything out in the market, and he wanted one for his own use and wanted to be able to, hopefully manufacture that product someday.
Okay. And so he made this gas can for his own use potentially to take it to market. How much did it cost him to make this gas can for himself?
I think the design cost was fairly low. It was maybe approximately $5,000. And then a prototype might have been maybe in the $3,000 to $5,000 range.
Okay. And so, and do you know, was he able to take it to market at all?
This particular customer did not take it to market. He actually stopped at the prototype. He used it for himself, but didn't even have the funding for the tooling.
Yeah, I'm sure that must be tricky for people these days. And I know I'd mentioned earlier that you've taken over 100 products to market. Do you have any favorites?
Actually, a lot of good ones. I really enjoyed a lot of the automotive products. We're doing a lot of Apple accessories right now in the office. Lots of iPad cases, iPhone cases that do all kinds of unique things. Which I can't talk about because they haven't hit the market yet, but again, some really neat stuff.
That's great. Okay, so I know you mentioned earlier you wanted to get into the pros and cons. So tell me, what's the best your job offers for you?
Best job offers for us, we really like the inventor projects over the corporate.
Why is that?
They're a lot more fun. The customers coming in to work with us are always very excited about their project, enthusiastic, and have a lot of energy, and you know, really want to make something happen. So they're always a lot of fun to work with. And for us as a company, because we are a full-service product design firm, we want to help these customers get all the way through and get them into production and have them manufacturing product versus the corporate clients. We also like taking those projects on as well, but we pretty much only get the opportunity to do the design work, and then corporate companies usually have their own manufacturing department or operations group to do the manufacturing on their own. So for us as a company, the upside is be able to take the inventor projects all the way through and manufacture for them.
Yeah, that does sound like it would be a lot more fun. And that, with corporations, is there just a lot more red tape? Is there a lot more hand-holding, or how does that work?
No, they're usually more cut and dry. Usually you have a pretty hard requirement what they want, which makes it a little bit easier for us. To quote a project, because they know exactly what they want. Their marketing team already decided, you know, features and things like that. The inventor a lot of times has an idea, but it's not really fleshed out. So part of what we do for them is flesh the idea out and help them look at, you know, who's their target market, what they're going to sell the product for, and make sure it has the right features and benefits so they can be successful.
Understood. Okay, so now what's the bad stuff? What do you just wish would go away?
What do I wish would go away?
the cons.
Well, you may not realize, but the state of the industry, the market itself for inventors is a $300 million market. And for a service that in a lot of cases doesn't actually result in a product being produced. And a lot of this is a lot of the licensing firms claim to manufacture an invention, and they have a less than a tenth of a percent success rate in developing a product. So it's hard for a lot of inventors out there to actually go with the licensing route and hope for big dreams of getting a product to market and getting a royalty. But again, success rate's almost as, you know, luck is almost the same as winning the lottery. So they have a much better chance of success becoming their company like Focus Product Design. We can help them throughout the entire process and help them actually manufacture the product. And the good thing nowadays is you don't even really need a sales force to sell something anymore because there's so many online channels. Mm-hmm. So if an inventor can at least get an initial build of a product developed, they can throw it up on eBay and Amazon and all these places online and sell the product over the internet, you know, put it on a website, for example, without worrying about, you know, building sales channels.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, being the person who sees the inventors come and go and the products come and go and know that it has such a slim chance, do you ever find yourself getting a little jaded or slightly cynical over the years?
Well, that's why we try to do things here different at Focus. You know, I'm the owner of the company, and I take great pride in helping each one of our customers personally and doing the best we absolutely can for them and helping them be successful.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And it's always nice to have the energy of somebody with a great idea who really believes in it, too. I'm sure that's contagious.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun working with these types of customers.
So what is the competition like for product engineers? I know, just, you know, researching this and looking around, is I recognize the fact now that every single thing I use and see and touch was designed and engineered by somebody. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling, really. How many product engineers do you feel like are out there in America?
I don't know the exact number, but I know it's a great field to go into for anyone considering as a career move. Job market's starting to become very competitive again as the economy's starting to turn around. I know people around here in Silicon Valley are definitely starting to move around again, looking for the best opportunities with the highest salaries. But it's a great field to go in. I think it's going to be a field that's going to continue to grow. You know, the appearance of products is so much more important now than it used to be in the past. Nowadays, if you look in the store shelves, you know, the look of a product is going to sell sometimes even better than a better product with better features in it, just because it looks more attractive on the shelf, mm-hmm. even if it's more expensive.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's all about the packaging. Is that true?
Yep. The packaging and then that initial what a customer first sees when they see the product.
Right. Now, I know you have a master's. You went to Pepperdine for your master's, but it's an MBA. So it sounds like that was more pertinent for you, the CEO part of your title. Do you feel like product engineers need to go to grad school to be competitive, or they can just hit the road?
Nowadays, I think getting into a master's program is going to be very helpful. When I went to school, you know, I graduated in 2006, my engineering degree. It seemed like at the time that a bachelor's degree was acceptable. You go back another decade before that, it was an associate's, a decade before that, college wasn't as critical. But it seems like every decade, moving up a level of degrees is getting more and more beneficial because of the competition. And a lot of people are going back to school and getting these advanced degrees. So in order to stay competitive in the job market, continuing your education is also very important.
Yeah, sure. Especially, it seems to me that most people are going back to school in the last 4 or 5 years, so I'm sure those degrees are becoming more and more pertinent. So just to wrap this up just a little bit, what do you think might be the future of products? Do you see any trends happening, ideas coming in that sort of follow any kind of path?
Just looking at, I think, more advanced materials. You know, we're always trying to think out of the box here and, you know, how can we really make products stand out? I know there's been a lot of talk of, you know, green materials and more recycled materials and things like that. So those trends will probably continue into the future.
Now, are you actually developing the materials themselves as well?
No, we don't develop materials here, but we do look for opportunities to integrate, you know, these types of materials and products whenever possible.
Understood. So you must have relationships with like science labs or something like that. Is that how it works?
Yeah, a lot of factories we work with, they have, you know, material options. They can select from all the big material manufacturers. And when we find out about new materials that are being developed, you know, we study up on those and look for opportunities to use them in products.
Excellent. So tell me, what has been your favorite? I know you've been in the business for 15 years. Is there or has there been a project that you always think of very fondly as your favorite project, your job project or product?
Probably one of the most interesting ones would be one that you'll see on our website. It's on the top slide as well as when we describe the product steps. It was a hot stone massage product, and the vendor had come to us with an idea of having basically a hot stone massage, but using electronics instead of boiling the rocks in the water and burning the masseuse's hands, et cetera, et cetera. And we came up with a very innovative product for them with a hot stone rock made out of plastic and that has electronics inside and a battery, et cetera. And we use inductive charging to charge up the battery. And it was a very novel product, and we have that in production right now, and we're very excited about being able to help them develop this product and get it to market and in production.
That sounds great. So much fun. It sounds like a really fun job. So thank you so much for joining us. This has been Adam Tavin. Mr. Tavin is the CEO of and chief engineer at Focus Product Design in Palo Alto, California. If you'd like to see what his company does, and I really encourage you to check it out, it's fascinating, go to www.focuspdm.com. up next. We're going to take a teeny tiny break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to our friend, Jumana Barakat of the Foothills Workforce
Investment. Thank you for coming on, Adam.
She's going to take us through the next step of Get a Job 101. You're listening to Sweet Life on Lancer Radio, streaming live from Pasadena, California. I am Brooke Peterson, helping you make it sweet. Come back.